This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Tuesday, September 15, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan said on Tuesday that South Africa's tax receipts are expected to be at least 60 billion rand below target in the current financial year due to the impact of the recession. He also said that the fiscal deficit would be considerably higher than the original budget forecast of 3.8% of GDP. The Treasury has previously estimated that revenue will come in between 50 billion and 60 billion rand short in 2009-10. Steel giant ArcelorMittal South Africa has reported that it has reached an agreement with gold producers Harmony and DRD Gold regarding the settlement of their long-running dispute around the pricing of flat steel products in the South African markets. The complaint was initially lodged with the Competition Commission in 2002, with the gold miners claiming that ArcelorMittal South Africa had abused its dominant position in the country's flat steel market by charging excessive prices to the detriment of consumers. ArcelorMittal South Africa spokesperson Sven Luncher said that there would be no further hearings at the Competition Tribunal about this case following the settlement. The agreement between the parties was reached without any admission of liability on the part of ArcelorMittal South Africa, and the parties have agreed to keep the terms of the settlement confidential. Also making headlines, the Transnet hearing could be the forerunner to a big state firm review. Wire manufacturers may face fines for price fixing and collusion. Supplier chain company Supergroup plunges deep into the red. And Sasol will boost its cogeneration capacity to 50% and sees a higher Synfuels output. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.